Hey guys, welcome back to Ebbs and Flows, where we talk about the highs and lows on and off the field. Today, joined by Titan superstar and one of my favourite players to watch, JC, baby, what's up? Bro, obviously, off-season at the moment, what have you been up to? So you got some new ink, what's been happening?
Nah, just chilling, eh? Yeah, bit of new ink, trying to get back into the gym. I can't really do too much with my knee, but yeah, enjoying it.
How's the recovery going?
Yeah, it's good. Frustrating at times, but can only do what I can do.
Yeah, I seen you boys down in Sydney, had a pretty big night at the Beach Road Hotel and got to have a beer with you and been mates with Phil for a little while. So what was your thoughts on Sydney, cruising around with the boys? How was it?
It's different, eh? We were down there for UFC and got down there a day early and we're like, fuck, might as well get on it, have a few drinks. And then pretty sure Simi hit up one of my mates and we ended up at the Beach Road Hotel. But I loved it.
Different
to up here, but I loved it.
Obviously single, good looking dude. You try and get them eyes out of it. Always wearing Alfreds.
nah, not me.
We'll talk about your season this year. In my opinion, I thought you had a really great season. What was your thoughts on your season?
Yeah, it was different. Obviously coming off the bench most of the year, but yeah, a little bit different. I really liked this year. I learned a lot, and I'm just keen for next year.
When you sort of known as a starter and you're coming off the bench, what's the sort of biggest change that you have to make? And when you come on knowing that you can do things and knowing you can make things happen, what's the balance of like, let me do my role for the team, or are you just jumping on and go, fuck it, I'm just going to have a crack?
So it was a little bit different because I didn't know when I'd be on or where I'd be on. So at the start, before the game, like warming up, coach would come up to me and say, just be ready for wherever, whenever. So my mindset was a little bit different this year. So whenever I got on, I'd just have a crack, you know, do what I normally do and, do my best.
What are you doing when you're normally doing?
Just play football. Yep. Hopefully not get tackled. Try to score some tries, try to set up some. But, I just try to do my best.
So, when I watch you on the field, you look like small, bro, and when we got to meet you in real life, and you're a lot bigger than what I thought you'd be.
TV's deceiving. I'd like to say that.
Yeah. What's the sort of physical goals for you rolling into this? Do you want to put on size, or are you happy with where you are? Because even though you're not the biggest dude, you put your body online. You're not getting run over. You're fucking hard to tackle. Do you want to stay the same size? You want to get a little bit bigger?
I'd like to get a little bit bigger. Just probably a little bit more strength. Weight for me doesn't really bother me too much, but obviously when you get stronger, you get a little bit more muscle mass and a bit of weight comes on there. But I just want to, keep getting my body as good as it can to be the best I can.
Do you want to be stronger up top or through the base, or
probably through the legs? Yeah,
yeah.
I got no calves, so hopefully get some calves on me, get some leg strength. But this year we focused on leg strength a little bit more, and I could tell the difference in when I was running the ball, breaking a few more tackles and whatnot. So hopefully you keep building that up.
Bro, why does the ball bounce your way?
Not too sure, eh? I think it's just luck.
Can you feel that on the field, though?
I remember growing up, I'd be playing games of one bounce with my cousin where you, kick the ball and you got to try get the ball in one bounce and put it down before someone touches you. So
is that a game? Is that a game you used to play?
That's a game we used to play with my cousin. So I think that's helped a lot, but yeah, most of it's just luck, I think.
Can you, I heard Dennis Rodman talk about, I know he got some basketball, I heard him talking about, he used to pride himself on rebounds.
He used to get his mate to shoot.
He said over time, he said sort of could see the ball move and he could get a good gauge on where that ball was going to be. Yeah. A little bit harder with a rugby league ball, it's egg-shaped, it sort of wobbles around. Do you feel like you've got, are you when it's in the air, do you feel like you're looking at it that way? Or are you just trying to put yourself in the best position?
Yeah, 100%. What I've learned with torpedo bombs is if the point's coming down, that's where it's going. So you just look at where the point is. It's just when it comes down on the belly, that's when it's the toughest because that's when it floats. But, wherever the point of the ball goes, that's where the ball's going.
Yeah. Can you just try and get yourself in the best position?
Yeah, try to get under it.
Keep the feet moving. let's talk about that. Who do you hate? Obviously, I'm not going to say you're scared of anyone, but who are you mindful of when they're kicking the ball? Is it Nathan Cleary? Is it Ren? Who hits him the sweetest in your opinion?
Matt Burton.
Oh, I forgot about him, bro.
Yeah, Burto. So I was playing 5'8 when I versed Penrith, so I've only versed Penrith once and I was playing 5'8, luckily. Didn't have to be under the bombs, but...
Oh, you may just run into you.
But, yeah, Matt Burton, we played him this year and he put up about 3 torpies and I didn't catch one of them. Like, they'd be coming straight to me and then with, like, 10 metres before it hit the ground, it'd swing right away. So they were scary to catch, but, yeah, probably Matt Burton's bombs. Like, you hear people talk about him, but... You don't really understand how tough it is until you actually play him.
Oh, yeah. What do you? How do you? And it's hard to prepare for it because it's not like anyone can kick the ball the same way you can.
Nah.
Have you got underneath those sort of machines? You know, when they sort of spit them out.
No, I haven't.
Have you gone under one of those?
I'm not too sure if they can actually like recreate the same where the ball comes down on the belly, but it'd be good to get something like that.
Yeah.
So you can get a fair bit of practice in.
Or you start spraying the ball. Go put some kick pressure.
Start spraying your wingers. Ah, that's yours. I thought it was yours.
I interviewed Brimo a little bit earlier this year and I asked him what he thought his best position was for the team. And he said fullback. And obviously you're a fullback. And he brought you up straight away. He goes, me and JC are boys. And I think we just got to find a way that we can both be on the field. Yeah. I had Jared on here before. I asked the same question. I was like, if you had JC and Brimo, who would you pick? And he said you. How do you feel about that question and where do you feel like you lie within the Titans organisation? Yeah, is it that fullback?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Like,
because you don't want to shit on the boys. Yeah, that's the
AJ's
hard thing,
one of my good mates. But he's a freak at fullback. Like, every time he plays fullback, he's always creating something. And like for myself, growing up, I played a few different positions, but fullback was always my best. I'm not too sure where it lies. You know, I'd like to play fullback. But at the same time, you got AJ there, and even Keanu Kinney coming through. He's a freak. Mm. He can run the ball so well. So I'm not too sure where it lies. Like I'd like to play fullback, but as long as like me and him are on the field at the same time, I'm happy.
Yeah. Do you want to hear what Jared thought?
What J-Wall think?
Who reckons Brimo 14?
Nah, he's got to play. He's got to start. But who knows.
Yeah, obviously a lot of changes within the Titans. It must be frustrating. And young guy, sometimes you're just sort of happy to be in the field and playing games and you're almost hitting up that 50. What's it going to be like and with Des Hasler coming in? Have you had conversations with him?
Yeah, I've had a few conversations with him. I shouldn't say a few. I've had one with him. But, I'm scared. I'm scared. Excited but scared. But, I'm excited for next year and the few years after that, but really excited because, to learn off Des, he's obviously been with Brett Stewart and Tommy Turbo, really good fullback. So hopefully I can pick up a few tips and all that off him and, make my game better.
Mm. Where do you see the growth in your game?
Always room for improvement everywhere. But for me, it's probably just details of where to be on the field. Defence and attack-wise, trying to get around the ball as much as I can. So, probably just the little details and defence. I'm not the best tackler, but,
You don't shy away from it, though, bro.
Yeah, I try to get in front, but, details, get my splits right and stuff like that. So,
You seem to say pretty chill. Does that... When you jump on the field, and one of the hardest parts about playing fullback is, like you said, is the defense and organizing splits and knowing when to jump in at halfway and not. Does the voice sort of pick up when you're on the field, or is that coming with a bit more confidence?
Yeah, I remember when I first started to play, I wasn't too loud. I'd just be pointing, I wouldn't be saying names, but last year sort of started to pick up. I started to spray blokes, started to swear at them if they weren't there, but being young, I was nervous, but I'm a bit better now.
When I watch you play, it feels like you've just kind of got this like cool essence about you, sort of flow, like ball bounce. Do you still get nervous within games? Do you?
Yeah.
Just the way you play just looks cool.
Like when I go back and watch the games, like you can hear the commentator say, "Oh, he just seems so relaxed when he plays, just like he's playing backyard footy." But really, I'm nervous. Like before games, like when I first started to play, like I'd be throwing up before games because I'd get so nervous. Like that stopped. But, I still get nervous before I play.
It's a fullback's league right now.
Yeah.
Like, you look at how many guys are doing what they're doing. Who's some of the fullbacks that you admire and what they do?
Reece Walsh. So quick. Just his ball-playing ability as well and just, where he knows where to be. That's what I really admire. KP, he's a freak. Obviously, won the Dally M medal. Pretty much just top fullback, Dylan Edwards, he's another good one I like to
He's all very different too, eh? Which is like kind of cool, which I like.
See, like Reece Walsh, he's probably one of the best ball-playing fullbacks, easy. And then you've got Dylan Edwards, who's a really good runner. And he's got a really good work rate, so different, but it's the same at the same time.
Yeah, I heard Luke Carey talking about it on the podcast where he said, like, for the past, like, say, 4 or 5 years, like, a lot of the fullback players gone through the middle third. So, like, Tommy Turbo, Tedesco, and they're, like, physically gifted, bro. Like, you're physically gifted through, like, speed and balance, but theirs is, like, more so through size and height and Luchel. So everything through the middle. But now all the younger fullbacks that are coming back in, Reece Walsh, yourself, KP, it's starting to be out wide again. And on the sort edges, of like, yeah, and it's better place to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice. Heaps of room.
Yeah, not bigger bodies there either. I mean, you've got a few big centres, but not like the front rowers, so it's better to be out on the edges and not getting smashed.
Bro, obviously we can't have a podcast without talking to your old boy, but about your old boy. Bro, when did you know that he was who he was? Like, obviously you just grow up and he's your dad.
Yeah. See, I didn't really know too much about it, you know? Like, when he retired, like, I still thought he was just a footy player. Like, I didn't really...
You thought he was just playing park footy for Narangannet.
Yeah. I didn't realise how, like, a bigger... What would you call it? Not an icon, but bigger person he was. So, when I got older and, like, seeing the stuff he did in community and stuff like that, that's when I realised he must be pretty important. So, yeah, I always thought he was just my dad with a really cool job. So, yeah, I wasn't really... I shouldn't say phased, but I didn't really... like, know too much about it.
Yeah, it's just your dad, isn't it? You just see him at home. It's fine. In terms of sort of playing style, have you ever looked back on his old footage and stuff like that?
I used to watch his Sharkies tape all the time. I used to love when he played at the Sharkies and at Penrith as well. But, that was some of my favourite highlights to watch.
Mm. Does he sort of obviously coach you around football, or does he just let you be you?
Right, does my head in. Ask him so many questions. Like, I'll ask him so many questions. Oh, what should I do here? Oh, what should I do there? Oh, I don't know. That's just quiet as, eh? Quiet as. Oh, do you think I had a good game, Dad? Yeah, you're all right. Like, he doesn't give me much, but this year's been a little bit better. Like, talking about, like, tactical sort of things, like planting the seed and stuff like that. But
what do you mean by planting the seed?
Oh, just like a little grabber in behind, you know, just to get the defence thinking what you're going to do and stuff like that. So
throw the winger off early so you can zip it over him later.
Stuff like that. So this year's been a little bit better, but my first 2 years he was doing my head in. I just wanted advice and he wouldn't give me much.
I kind of like that. Maybe he just wanted to just be your dad, eh?
Well, that was his reason behind it. He just wanted me to, you know, be me, do my thing, but at the same time I just wanted help.
Mm.
But he's gotten better this year.
So I look at you play now and I thought you were just like, I thought you were going to be like 16s, 18s, rep sides, all that sort of stuff. You didn't pick up a training trial to...
Till 2019. So I was 19 years old.
What happened as a kid? Did you start playing as a kid?
Yeah, I played since I was like 4 years old, but I never really grew until I was like 16. So I was pretty low on confidence growing up as a kid. I wouldn't say I didn't take footy seriously, but I never really put in the work that I did until I started playing Mount Meninga. I never made any rep sides or anything like that. And then 2018 come around where, you know, junior club footy sort of goes out the window, and played Mount Meninga. So like 18s up here for Burley. And that's when I sort of got picked up through the junior system for the Titans. And then 2019 had a really good year playing Colts. And then, got a training trial deal.
Mm. Bro, like I said before, like, I was like, oh, I went done a little deep dive and I was like, I thought you'd just been like 16s, 18s sort of superstar, but you come good a little bit later.
Yeah, I was a late bloomer.
Yeah. I remember the highlights package that come through a couple of years ago and it was like, oh, this is like Preston Campbell's son, and we shared it on the YKTR sports page as well. But I remember that. I was like, oh, the same thing. I was like, oh, he's been doing this his whole life.
Yeah. Well, see, that was buzzy because, you know, I made that just so my family down south could see me play, because I normally can't travel up to watch. And then not even 2 days later, Blake and Abar shared it and you guys shared it. I was like, far out. This is hectic. But, everything sort of took off pretty quickly for me since that.
Did you feel like a lot of pressure?
Not really. I mean, the only person that I felt pressured from was myself. You know, I expect a lot of things from me. So, it was pretty much myself just putting pressure on me.
Mm. Obviously, rolling into the Titans, and your dad is who he is at the Titans. What was that like?
Scary. Like, I remember rocking up for my training trial, and you had, like, J-Wall there, Nathan Peets, like, all the big dogs. So I got really nervous, like, people I seen on TV. But then, like, the boys were pretty welcoming, and, I really enjoyed it.
Mm. Debut.
Yeah.
Went good, bro. Went good.
My first touch, I dropped the ball.
It's all right, bro.
Nah, I loved it, eh?
Was it scary getting, obviously, when you hear Melbourne and... Like, when I grew up, when I was playing football, bro, when you play Melbourne, like, fuck, we're just going to lose. Like, that's almost what we thought of. You go up against one of the best teams over the course of history on your debut.
Yeah, we'll see. I was pretty lucky when we were Storm because they were missing a few players due to Origin and all that. So, that sort of gave me a little bit of confidence. But, I loved it. It's a night I won't forget. And, probably one of my best memories.
Do you, that scene when it sort of swings to your dad and stuff as well, that must be something that's going to live with you for a long time?
He tried to hide up on the back of the hill so they wouldn't see him. They ended up finding him somehow. Someone must have pointed him out to the cameraman. But, seeing all my family up on the hill was really good. Seen a few signs, all my mates were drunk as. But, I loved it.
Was that your mates that are down at the Vici too? Is that your little crew?
Yeah, it's my... one of my mates and a few of his friends, but they're a good crowd to be around.
I talked with J-Well just before about obviously Gold Coast, beautiful place to grow up, but like when I come up here, to me it sort of feels like a holiday.
Yeah.
And trying to find that balance of being a professional footballer and not getting caught up in the lifestyle. Is that something that gets talked about at training, or is that something your boys talk to you about?
It's been one of those things, like, we haven't really talked about it much at training because, we live here and all that, but I can understand why people think that is, my first few years, and even now, like, I'm still learning the balance between it, and, coming with age as well, me getting older, I think I'll start growing up a little bit more and, finding that balance between being a professional and, having a good time up here, but...
line dancing.
Yeah, that was a good night. I'll end up finding that balance soon. Footy comes first, so got to start being good.
Mm. You look at your Titan side, you've got enough there to do something. What are the guys like Tino and that sort of mean towards the team, and what's he sort of like as a leader?
Nah, Tino's good. Frustrates me sometimes, though, because if we lose a game, he puts it all on himself. And I'm like, brother, it's a team sport. It's all of us. So that's the only thing that frustrates me about him. But besides that, he's a great leader. He tests all the boys. He knows when to, switch on. He knows when to have a good time with the boys, have a laugh and all that. And then he knows when to switch on and during training. So I love having Tino as a leader. And, he's really important to our club. And then boys like Davey and Maui as well. Really important.
Moe's a guy, bro. He's a freak.
He's got an engine.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it. Takes so many carries and that many tackles, but he's a freak.
Well, he probably doesn't get spoken about enough because obviously, he'd be up there with some of the best props in the game, bro. What's he like sort of off the field? Or is he just quiet on?
Quiet as.
I thought so, bro. That was going to be him.
Like, he's funny, but he's just quiet off the field. Like, if you say a little joke to him, he'll laugh and all that, and he'll say something back. But besides that, he's pretty quiet.
Yeah. Dave Fafita, obviously, pretty big boost. You guys sort of re-signing. Tino's on for 10. He locks in for another 3. Does that sort of give all you sort of young guys a lot of confidence? / I look at the Broncos side a couple of years ago. They probably weren't performing at the level they're at now, but they all sort of had that little pack that they all could sort of grow together.
Yeah, 100%. We got that core group now. There's a few of us there. Signed to 2026. Tino signed to the rest of his life. But it's good to have that cool little group, start gelling and all that through the next few years, and hopefully we can do the same as the Bronx, get to the finals, and who knows, grand final. It'll be good.
Oh man, I always think about it, eh? If the Gold Coast can get that done, wow, scary. Bro, obviously proud Indigenous man. What was it like sort of growing up Indigenous? Your dad sort of paved the way for a lot of the teams that have come through now.
Yeah.
Is that something about culture that was installed in your house from day dot?
Yeah, it was a little bit different. It's just probably the way that, you treat your family and all that, being around family. I never really sort of seen it that way, if you know what I mean. Like, being around my family and all that a lot, I didn't really think too much of it, but...
You just thought, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is, but, you know, it's... It was explained to me by my nan and pop and all that, that, you know, that's what Indigenous families are. You're always together, always around each other. So, yeah, growing up, it was good.
Did you struggle with any, like, racist issues when you were a little bit younger?
No, not really. Like, you'd always get the weird eye, like, when I'm walking around with my dad, saying he's my dad, you know, he's pretty dark father, and then there's myself.
Mm.
He's not as dark, so you get a little bit of a weird eye, but besides that, I've been pretty good, like, not having to face that, which is which I've been really lucky. But I know other people aren't as fortunate as that.
Yeah, for sure. One big thing I found when I come over here from New Zealand is because the Māori culture is quite strong back home, and I'm not saying it's perfect, but like, a lot of us who aren't Māori understood, like, sort of Māori concepts and what they sort of believe in. And when I sort of come to Australia, and this was like 10 years ago, I didn't really learn too much about the Indigenous culture, and it wasn't until, like, even recently, I feel like I can make a bit more of an effort. But I think with the Indigenous, especially within rugby league, bro, because I find myself trying to learn about the culture a lot more. And bro, it's a beautiful culture, isn't it?
Yeah, I can see, because one of my best mates, he's Māori, and I can just see a lot of similarities in our cultures. Different but the same. Mm. But yeah, I'm really proud to be Indigenous, and you know, hopefully with what would you call it, with my profile, I can sort of, you know, teach little kids as well to be proud of themselves and their culture, and yeah.
What do you like, obviously football's your number one, but what do you get up to outside?
Nothing. I just relax, eh?
You look like a chiller, bro.
Yeah, I love the fish. I love to have a good time with mates, and I just go wherever the wind takes me, really.
Yeah.
And nothing too serious. Bit of golf here and there, but yeah.
Hit him all right?
Nah, shocking. Better than Phil.
Yeah. Yeah. Phil Sammy, obviously, but he'd have been gutted to miss out on this arse, hadn't he?
If he didn't hurt his foot, surely he'd be getting picked, but pretty sure he's gutted.
Yeah, I saw Brimo sort of post up straight away, didn't he?
Yeah. I've seen that and I was like, bro, he's injured. Come on.
The guy I really looked up to, and he's a little bit younger than me, but the way he sort of played football was Fozzie, and you get to play with him on a week-to-week basis. Different character.
Yeah. He's mad Fozzie, eh?
Yeah, bro. But what are you learning from guys like him? Because he's pretty intense. He cares about football a lot.
Yeah,
it's probably a prerequisite of what Dizzy Hasler is going to be like, because he's the one who brought him through. Like, what's guys like Fozzie teaching you?
He's just helped us all out, like even fellas like Tommy Weaver and all that coming through. He's helped Tanner out a lot, heaps, but just having someone like Fozzie, like his experience out around the club's been good for everyone, you know. Like, he's helped Dave out a lot this year.
What's he saying to Dave?
He's the first person to tell Dave what to do. But I love having him around the club, and he's really good for us.
Yeah. Bro, what's the sort of plans for the rest of the off season before you get back in?
Probably just try to train as much as I can, you know.
Oh, so you're going all the way through, are
you? Yeah, try to train as much as I can. You know, enjoy my time off still, though. You know, might go down to Melbourne for a trip, see what happens. Go see my mate.
The races?
That would be good. Yeah. I've got to stay away from it, though. I'm trying to save up for a house.
Yeah.
But, probably just enjoy my time off, you know. You don't really get too much time to yourself when you're in pre-season or training. So, yeah, just enjoy it.
Bro, what's it sort of like coming into, like, a bit more money as, like, you're still young, you're 23, bro. What's it like when you get, like, a bit more cash in your pocket? Is anyone sort of teaching you what to do with your money, or are you just trying to figure it out on your own?
I tried to figure it out on my own, and then I was on sports bet too much. I've started to look after my money a little bit better now. I had to get a bit of help at the start, and, you know, like I was just saying, saving up for a house now. And then after that, hopefully just start looking after mum and dad, my brother and sister, myself. So.
Are you the oldest?
No, I'm the middle child. I've got an older sister, younger brother. Yep,
How does the younger brother go? Does he play footy as well?
Nah, he's completely different to me. He loves playing the game and all that, but I wish he would play footy. He got my mum's genes. He's a little bit thicker and a little bit taller than me. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Good build.
He's got a good build on him. So.
Yeah.
I wish he picked up footy, but... Yeah, he's a funny character.
Mm-hmm. Bro, obviously you're still young, and like, I can see you sort of think a little bit more into the future. What do you want your legacy to be?
See, that's buzzy. I haven't really thought about that. You know, I'd like to be known as one of the greatest players of my generation, but at the same time, I've still got a long way to go. Like, you can always have those aspirations, but at the same time, I know I've got a lot of work to do. And, yeah, I'd like to be known as probably one of the greatest players of my generation and even one of the greatest Indigenous players to play.
Who do you think is the greatest Indigenous player ever?
Oh, that's a tough one.
So many, eh?
So many to think about.
It's cool because I watch Latrell sort of talk about it, and he says Matty Bowen.
See, I love watching Matty Bowen growing up.
Because that's you, man.
Yeah,
you
I used to love
too.
Watching Matty Bowen. But like four Indigenous players, I'd have to say my old boy, but greatest to play, I'd have to say G.I.
Yeah.
G.I. was gone.
Are you related to him?
Yeah, so my great-grandmother and his pop, a brother and sister.
Oh, wow.
Buzzy.
Yeah. That's a flex as a kid, eh?
Yeah, as a kid. Yeah, Preston Kim was my dad, Greg Ingles was my cousin.
And then try and get the palm out. Oh, I get snapped. Obviously, sort of knockouts just finished. I look at that football and I think it's mad because everyone sort of respects the culture. And when you get someone like a Josh Adokar willing to have a fight to compromise fame for Australia, it must mean fucking a lot to the boys,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I've missed out the last few years with injury and being away. But, you know, boys get to go down there, represent, like, their community, where they're from. So there's a lot of meaning and feeling in it. And can understand why boys sort of get fired up. But, yeah, I love watching the knockout. I love I haven't played in a few years. But, you know, hopefully next year, injury-free, and I'm still here so I can have a run.
You'd have a run?
Yeah, 100%.
You know how big the target on your head would be.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I'd probably stay out on the wing or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd love to play.
Fuck. I'm just thinking. I remember watching this. I remember when Latrell first started playing. He was, like, 17 or 18. And, like, guys were just trying to take his head off from sort of day dot, bro. And they were, like, grabbing him and just, like, punching him and stuff as well. Can you throw him all right?
Nah. Shocking. I've got two left hands.
What do you think of J-Wall's fight on the weekend?
Yeah, he did well. Well,
bro, respect,
well, yeah,
day, respect day.
Like, I'd be too scared to jump in the ring, but I got to give my respect to all the boys that jump in there. If they get knocked out, they get knocked out. But if they don't, yeah, hat off to them. But, yeah, I'd be too scared to jump in the ring. Hey, I can't fight to save my life.
Me and you both, right? Yeah, it was funny because, like, Rob was sort of saying just off air, like, he actually thought he tripped up. And he's like, he goes, I went to my corner. He goes, bro, I tripped up.
And yeah,
like,
I was watching it. Sorry, J-Well, you didn't skip, brother.
He was saying that he deserves a lot of credit for your first year in football and scoring tries through his offloads.
Yeah, he likes to say that. He likes to say he puts grubbers in and offloads, but yeah. No, J-Well's probably one of the most skillful front rows I've ever played with.
Bro, he is, eh?
Yeah,
he's
good
skillful,
ball skills,
bro.
Everything. Good for an offload.
Yeah.
Good for a penalty too.
Fuck, that's crazy. Do you enjoy the sort of crossover before the boxing boys going, or league boys going into boxing?
Yeah, 100%. Gives them something else to do besides football. But yeah, like, got to give my respect to all the boys that do it, eh? Like I said, I'm too scared to jump in the ring. So, yeah, I love watching the footy boys going in and box.
It's fun, eh?
Yeah, it's fun.
Fuck, I remember when Simi was fighting Hodges. Bro, he went into a press conference, bro, and he was trying to, like, spray Hodges. So they asked him the question first, and he was spraying Hodjo. And then Hodjo just, like, replied, like, humble as. And bro, he said he felt like the biggest grong. They said it's, like, the biggest rush, bro. It's the biggest rush.
Oh, really?
Obviously, born Cronulla.
Yeah.
Where's your allegiance? Queensland.
Yeah. I've been up here since I was six, so...
Oh, so you sort of count?
Yeah, it sort of counts. It was weird, though, because old boy went for New South Wales, but all my favourite players play for Queensland, so, like, JT, Matty Bowen, and all that, so... I'm happy either way.
Queensland's just so much cooler, though, eh?
I love Queensland, bro. Such a nice place, too, so be able to represent the people up here one day would be good.
Mm. Fuck, random thought. Do you ever watch your old boy kicker conversion?
My old boy?
Yeah.
I remember watching... His 2003 one. That's probably the only.
He just walked back, eh?
Yeah. He wouldn't, like.
No steps, eh? Yeah,
wouldn't take his time or anything. He'd go three back, two across, and he'd go straight in. He's like, bro, take your time, give your teammates some time to have a rest.
Yeah, he's sweet because he's nice and fresh.
Yeah.
Cruising around. Bro, obviously, like, there's a lot of players around. Like, say when I was playing, bro, 10 years ago, like, you basically had to be a football player. And I was into, like, I was into reading books and taking photos and making videos. And obviously YKTR come from that, which is cool. Who do you look around in the league beyond, like, just football and how they sort of move outside of it? As a guy's rolling into podcasts, as a guy's, like, Kaylin starting their own brands, is it guys like Joseph Manu who into like gaming? There's so many options for you guys to do things like that. What sort of type of stuff that interests you outside?
I love shoes, eh? So I love shoes. So I wouldn't mind starting something up to do with that. Yep. But you know, you see, like Nico doing his own podcast now. A few of the boys doing their own brand stuff. Like, it's really cool that we can do something else like that. So I wouldn't mind trying getting into shoes or something like that.
Yeah. What's your best shoes you got?
Best shoes I got? Probably Jordan 4 Torpedos. Well, they're my favourite anyway.
Yeah. So I reckon Jordan 4s are my favourite shoes.
So I like the 4s and the 3s. Yeah. But they're probably my favourite, the Torpedos ones.
Cool. I've got a few pairs of 4s as well. Yeah. I was like you, bro, when I was football, I was just be massive into shoes. Sporting News Australia, who put this podcast together, they done, what's your, the young fullback's name?
Oh, Keanu, yeah.
Yeah, they done a segment with him.
Yeah, he's got some heat, K. He's Skuck's little guy.
you got him covered?
Nah, he's got me. He's got some fire kicks. I love him.
Bro, it's addictive, eh?
Yeah.
Buying shoes.
I remember I bought my first pair. And I was like, straight away, I got to get another pair. And it just kept going and going and going. But I had to slow down because no room in my room.
But I think at my peak, bro, I had like 80 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, I reckon I'm close to the 40 at the moment. So slow down a little bit until I get a walk-in wardrobe, then I can put them all there.
Yeah, won't be long, bro. What's your thoughts on Sambas? Adidas, Sambas. You like them?
Yeah, they're all right. See, I'm with Adidas. Like for my boots and all that, but haven't really got many shoes of Adidas.
You're a Nike guy?
Yeah, I love Nike. I used to have a pair of Superstars, Adidas Superstars.
Yeah.
Had a few pairs of them, but I grew out of them. I might have to cop another pair soon.
On the Essex train yet?
Nah, not me.
Too old?
Yeah. Nah, I know a few of the boys are on the New Balance train.
Yeah.
Getting all that stuff, but I'm mostly Nike.
Bro, I ask a lot of football players this. Would you ever jump ship?
To Union?
Yeah.
I don't know. I won't say no because you never know what happens. But, growing up, I was just footy. So I won't say no, but at the same time, I won't say yes.
The hard part is, like, you look at the Wallabies and
they
haven't had much success. You know? They haven't been the All Blacks and the Bledisloe in 21 years.
Yeah.
It's almost like your whole life. So it's kind of hard to look over, bro. But they've got some pretty exciting opportunities coming up with like the Lions and the World Cups here in 2027.
Yeah.
I just love to see if, because I grew up in New Zealand, so rugby's huge.
Yeah.
And obviously tight for a few of the Union boys, and obviously you got hanging out with Quay the other day, so I just would like to always ask that question, eh?
Yeah, so it'd be good to try something different, but at the same time I love footy too much, so yeah. You never know what happens though, so I won't say no.
Yeah. All right, my guy, bro, I just want to say keep the short and sharp and say thanks for jumping on. Appreciate your time. I know you're a little bit chill and like to do your own thing. So I wish you nothing but success for next season, and I'll be riding you home, my guy.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, my guy.